broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that I refuse to use. It all starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January 30th in the year of our Lord, 2015. Hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. In the traditions of our founders, we use the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founders. We don't believe in revolution, ladies and gentlemen, but restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth is the answer, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm telling you right now, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, available on demand at libertyroundtable.com and on your Roku player. We talked about Valentine's Day. Yeah, the Valentine's Day holiday is expected to generate $18.9 billion in sales. That's $18.9 billion in sales. And I mentioned that most of that is want spending, not need spending, meaning flowers, chocolates, vacations, fun, clothes, dinner, et cetera, and you know what? Most of that isn't really need-based. Now, I know some would say, well, you need to spend some money on your love. Come on, if you don't, it's disaster. But as a whole, the point that I'm getting at is, hey, if we have $18.9 billion for Valentine's Day, do we have a couple of pennies to help out Republic Broadcasting or Liberty News Radio? Do we have a couple of pennies to invest in the news service of choice? Do we have a couple of dollars to invest in taking America back in the sacred cause of liberty? Do we have a couple of bucks to help out Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org? All right, we talked about that quite a bit. Governor Gary Herbert of the state of Utah, he urged investment in what he calls Utah's next greatest generation. He talked about it in his, quote, State of the State speech Wednesday night. But he talked about promoting government education, government transportation, and government health care for the poor. And I kind of say, man, this is one of the most conservative states in the union with a so-called conservative Republican governor. And as far as I understand, this conservative Republican in the state of Utah talked about education, transportation, and government health care for the poor. That's exactly what Barack Obama talked about. Many say there's not a dime's bit of difference between the two, and, well, that just makes it even more evident now, doesn't it? The interesting thing is, on one hand, they act like they're on such opposite sides of the fence, but both. The most liberal of presidents, Barack Hussein Obama, on one side of the aisle, and the most conservative State of the Union, one of the very conservative governors, Republican for the state of Utah, they're both pushing education, transportation, and government health care for the poor. That's all in the Communist Manifesto, not in the supreme law of the land. So the point that I'm driving at is it's not a left-right paradigm. That's the lie. The truth is they're all for the Communist Manifesto, and we stand against it. We stand for the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. That's the battle line. Liberty versus tyranny. Moral versus immoral. The Communist Manifesto versus the supreme law of the land. And sad to say, the governor of the state of Utah pushing for the same socialist communist agenda that Barack Obama pushing for. I stand against both of them and reject communism and embrace the supreme law of the land, liberty, the protection of life, liberty, and property. 9.5 million Americans across the country, ladies and gentlemen, have signed up for Barack Obama's 2015 government socialist health care. Now, on one hand, we could say it's Barack Obama's health care, but look, it's the Republican Congress who passed it, the Republican House of Representatives, now with overwhelming majorities that have funded it, and they claim they want to jettison it, but what have they done since they took office to jettison Barack's health care? While they babble and talk but don't do anything, every single day more Americans sign up for government health care, and every day they delay, the more entrenched and the more unlikely it will be to unwind the Republican health care plan under the guise of Barack Obama. 9.5 million have already signed up for 2015 health care, folks. Most Americans in a couple of months will be fined for the 2014 health care year, right? and the Republicans virtually do nothing about it. Gas prices now starting to rise for the first time in 4 months. Will it continue? What'll happen? Governments across the country at the federal level and especially at the state level now, Republican controlled, many of them trying to put a gas tax in place, saying, well, golly, gas is at the lowest level we've seen for a long time. Let's put a gas tax on. So you got Republicans pushing for increased taxes all over the nation as well. Isn't that a page out of the communist playbook as well? Isn't that what they berated Democrats over and over and over for? Now they're turning around and doing the exact same thing. That was our one of the broadcasts brought to you by TetonSports.com. Hour two. Our guest was on with us, former Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. We talked about his heart attack. He's coming back. He's starting to work. He's writing articles. So thank heavens he's back on his feet. It's slow in the recovery, though. He's having a tough time paying his medical bills since he doesn't have government socialist insurance. And since he put all of his money from his past retirement into the CSPOA, he doesn't have any retirement either. He'd love your help. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. Would be grateful for your support in that. We talked about hay fever and sleeping tablets could increase the risk of Alzheimer's and dementia. Well, doesn't that sound like a good deal? No hay fever when you're young, but hey, dementia when you're old. That sounds great, right? Not. Airlines, thank heavens they're dropping some fuel surcharges. But flights aren't getting any cheaper, even though the gas prices have dropped off big time. It means it's an absolute windfall for the airlines, huh? All right. National high-priced bacon fiasco is over. I guess the cost of bacon is going to go down while gas goes up. Huh. I guess, food and fuel, is that in the core cost for inflation or not? No, it's not. All right. Measles, I guess the police state, the cops are now saying, hey, man, parents who do not vaccinate their children should go to jail. And doctors are now saying blatantly, we won't treat families who don't immunize. So if you're not willing to give your kid the jab, then we're not even going to consider treating you. In my opinion, that is a serious problem from the physician point of view. Making a personal judgment on the choice or judgment call of families. And then that if the doctors don't treat the infected, maybe with measles patient, then what happens? If they don't treat them, the disease spreads. Is it as much the physician's fault as the family's? Whose fault would it be? The sad part is they don't tell you a lot of these spread of these diseases relate to vaccinated people, too. Palm Desert High School, that's California, sends home 66 unvaccinated students. So you can't go to government school. You can't be treated by a doctor. We're starting to see the tyranny rear its ugly head, huh? If you don't take the jab, you can't predict pretty soon you won't be able to go to the grocery store. If you're unvaccinated, you're not welcome at Disneyland. What are we starting to see? Pretty soon they'll use the heavy hand of electronic fiat money. Man, you probably shouldn't be able to receive your paycheck if you don't vaccinate either, huh? And pretty soon, where's this going to go? McDonald's CEO, his name is Don Thompson. He steps aside and the stock jumps for McDonald's. Will they get healthier food? Maybe they'll just put vaccines right in your McDonald's burger, huh? Who knows? Thank heavens they've abandoned this plan. That's what they say, but I don't believe them. The question is, do you? The DEA chief says, we used to track cars near gun shows, but we're abandoning those plans. Do you believe they're abandoning the plans, ladies and gentlemen? You think they're going to quit doing it? Kurt Wisely said, you know what? They first deny it. It's only official once it's been denied. So the question is, are they abandoning this idea to track vehicles near gun shows? I think they're just basically pretending they're abandoning it, taking the program underground or on the down low, and they're going to absolutely crank it up. You will be monitored like never before. Might not be the DEA or the Drug Enforcement Agency. It might be BATF. It might be Homeland Security. It might be the TSA. Who knows what government agency will be tasked with the next abuses. But trust you me, they're a-coming. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It's available on demand at LibertyRoundtable.com or on your Roku player. Look at the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel, and then click on Liberty Roundtable and then On Demand Audio, and you can listen to yesterday's show if you should have an interest. All right, news the networks refuse to use for today starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. There's a lot of news to talk about today. I want to kick it off with this. Let's see. I guess New York City public defenders are in the news, Kurt. In a video, they're advocating killing the police. The city did some research and found out the details. We told you about this before, but now even the city admits it. New York Reuters has the details. Ellen Walforst is the author. I'll tell you all the details in seconds. Hang tight. You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on republicbroadcasting.org and libertyroundtable.com.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our 0-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
With news the networks refuse to use.
All right, stories Dateline.
Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Sorry, jumped the gun. There you go. Sam's getting too excited about the news. I wouldn't say excited. Concerned, you might better describe it. New York City public defenders in video advocate for killing of cops. Even New York City finds the facts. We talked about this several weeks ago when it happened. Ellen Wolforst, Reuters News Service. Attorneys in the New York City's public defender's office participated in an online video advocating the killing of police officers, featuring the lyrics, "Time to start killing these coppers." A city investigation now disclosed. The video's called Hands Up, and I guess it shows the singers pointing someone portraying a cop. It was released shortly before the deadly ambush that took place on December 22nd of the two New York City police officers. Remember, that was the gunman that was angry about the killing of black men by cops, right? Two attorneys with the, quote, Bronx defenders. Well, they appear in the anti-police video. And I guess, believe it or not, some of it was even filmed in the Bronx office. That's according to the New York City Department of Investigations. The Bronx defenders now posted a message on their website saying that they abhor violence against the police and that they never really realized this was happening. They didn't get to view the video before it was released. They said they never saw the video before it went online. Now, my response to this is, folks, it was recorded partially at their offices. What do you mean they never saw it before it went online? Okay, they're playing games here. They promoted the video. They got caught. And now they're trying to distance themselves from it. But look, when they say that patriots like me and you, like owners of Liberty News Radio, Sam Bushman, myself, John Stattmiller, owner of Republic Broadcasting, and many others, they claim we're domestic threats, that we're terrorists because we're white and because we believe in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, and that they say we're extreme, we believe in right to keep and bear arms, and our extreme views on God, family, and country are, they're a domestic threat and dangerous. And we could literally go off at any second. Okay, they're crazy. I've never posted a video or been in a video like this. But now they're blatantly caught being involved. New York City public defenders in video advocate killing cops. And even the city does their research and has to come back with the same conclusions. They did it. Now they're trying to distance themselves from it. Now, I asked the FBI because I know they're listening. I asked the CIA because I know they're listening. I asked Homeland Security because I know they're listening. I asked the BATFE because I know they're listening. How can you suggest I'm a domestic threat? I'm 47 years old. I'll be 48 this year. I've been on the planet. I've not gotten I have zero domestic threat cases of any kind. I have zero violence in my past. I have a zero criminal record. I've got a wife married for 20 plus years. I'll be married 23 years this coming up May. I've got 8 children, 4 boys, 4 girls. No violence whatsoever. In my past, I'm not even associated with direct violence in any direct way. And the reason I say any direct way is because you can play games and say, well, Sam, you run in patriot circles, and that Bundy example was, you know, that Clive and Bundy, that could have been violent. Yeah, but remember, our side was advocating for peace. And our side was the real reason we didn't have any violence. But it depends on what media you pay attention to on how they spin it, huh? Nevertheless, I have zero violence in my past. Now, these guys are directly tied to a kill cops video right before two cops get murdered. Listen to me carefully. They are in and promoting a video that advocates for the killing of cops. That video released right before, I would submit to you, one of their own literally murders cops. Now, I ask all these three-letter government agency thugs, who is the real domestic threat? Is it me? Is it the Patriots or the Black Panthers, huh? Is it those who believe in God, family, and country? Liberty News Radio, Republic Broadcasting, many others. Is it us? Or is it these guerrilla black organized families? Okay. Now, I'm not pointing the finger at anybody because they're black. There are wonderful black people that are on my side, not their side. That are on our side, not their side. I think of a couple, and I'll name a couple just to make the point. Jesse Lee Peterson's one of them. David A. Clark Jr., sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is one of them who's on our side. Izola Foster, who ran with Pat Buchanan, one of them, and on our side. Lloyd Marcus writes articles for LibertyRoundtable.com, considers himself an unhyphenated American. He's a black gentleman on our side. When I say our side, what does that mean? It's not a black-white issue. It's an American issue where we believe in God, family, and country. We believe in the protection of life, liberty, and property. We reject the Communist Manifesto and tyranny and embrace liberty and the supreme law of the land known as the Constitution for the United States of America. That's where the battle lines are drawn. It isn't a black-white discussion. It isn't a male-female discussion. It isn't a Republican or Democrat discussion. It isn't a red state, blue state discussion. It isn't a you're tall, somebody else is short discussion. You're thin, somebody else is fat discussion. It isn't a gay versus straight discussion. Okay, all those are fault lines created by the liberal, extreme, belligerent press that want to destroy liberty. Okay, it isn't a liberal versus libertarian discussion. It's a moral discussion of right versus wrong, of the rule of law versus the violation of law, of morality versus immorality, of liberty and freedom versus tyranny. Okay? A pro-life versus pro-death. Those are the battle lines. Anyway, these New York public defenders, Kirk Cosby, welcome to the broadcast, are flat out advocating for the killing of cops. Now they got caught and they're trying to distance themselves from it. But even the New York City research team finds them guilty. What do you say, sir? Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Well, thank you, Sam. I'm pretty sure we already did the, Buenos Dias thing. But, you know, when you look at this whole police brutality / this issue that we talked about is, there's a lot of, guilt to spread around, especially if I remember right, there's government money being handed out to do these videos and things like that. So many times it seems
by your government the money's handed out.
Yeah,
Kurt.
That's right. The root cause, or in my opinion, the root I guess you could say the starting of it is wasted taxpayer dollars.
And exactly right. What you have, what your point is, Kurt, is you have a whole framework, a whole infrastructure for this to occur.
That's right.
All right. Anyway, I just find that not startling necessarily that it's happening. We've known they've been the enemy for quite some time. We know the Justice Department and all kinds of government, unconstitutional government agencies have been promoting this agenda. It's just interesting to catch them at it and then have New York City's investigators flat out agree and Reuters News Service reporting it. And in yesteryear, Kurt, when they know that they could have reported it and not had a challenge, they would have not reported it. They would have lied and pretended that it didn't exist or manipulated the results. But now we have so many hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, radio talk show hosts on republicbroadcasting.org and libertynewsradio.com and many other places. They know full well they'll never get away with lying about it this time. The new media has taken center stage, ladies and gentlemen, in changing the narrative one day, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. And thank heavens for that. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Put your money where your mouth is and help fund us. LibertyNewsRadio.com and RepublicBroadcasting.org. Back in a flash, this is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor Score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. This half hour is brought to you by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. You want to win-win-win for Patriots? Check it out, GiveMeLibertyFund.com. All right, Kurt, looks like the Senate, the Republican-controlled Senate, passes Keystone XL pipeline by a 62-36% margin, despite veto threat by Barack Hussein Obama. And they say that, hey, if Barack does stick with his veto pen, then they don't have the 67 votes to override it. But it did pass the House and the Senate. They got 9 Democrats to go along with the Republicans to stand for the pipeline. What do you say? Do you think Barack's going to cave? Do you think they're going to get 5 more votes and override him? If Barack used the veto pen and then the Senate got the 67, two-thirds majority, and literally pushed it through, in other words, it would be veto-proof, that would really put Barack on the defense there. Kurt, what do you think is going to happen, sir?
I think he'll veto it, like he says, and then I think it'll come back, and it'll just come up a little short, and then the Republicans will use it to say, see, you just didn't give us enough guys. The time, all they simply have to do is say, look, Mr. President, you know that money you like to use when you, travel on Air Force One, or, you do this or you do that with the executive branch? It's just
sorry.
Not going to be there.
We're going to put you on virtual house arrest, and you can just hang out with your BlackBerry for a while, Barry.
You know, and it's a little bit like happened to our buddies, Sheriff Pyman, if I remember right, there in Kentucky. I mean, his handers out of the money, they basically began to starve him. Now, in the reason this is a good, setup is that you have a little bit of power in both groups. Sheriff Pyman went on still with his duties, even without a lot of support, if you will. Money, but that's just how those different things are set up in our constitutional government.
Well, and
you've got
tests
the legislative, executive,
Kurt,
and judicial.
Et cetera.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you got the different branches of government, as you wisely point out as well, and that's the checks and balances that we believe can restore the republic if we are willing to focus on it and utilize the principles our founders gave us. All right. Anyway, time will tell what happens on the XL pipeline. A lot of people are for and a lot of people are against the pipeline. I personally am for it. And I know people are going to say, Sam, why would we, you know, create this pipeline that just basically brings oil in from Canada and then exports it and et cetera. Again, you know, you got some property rights to kind of think through and work on. That is a concern. However, as a whole, I prefer the ability to create energy as opposed to government shutting that down. So as a whole, I think we're better off. All right, Kurt, do you know what Coinbase is?
Coinbase?
Yeah.
No.
All right, it's a company that deals with Bitcoin. You know what Bitcoin is?
Well, I remember we talked about it. I mean, if I had to give some kind of a class on it, I'd have a hard time.
Yeah, I hear that.
But
so would almost everybody. Bitcoin is basically digital currency that's based in computer language, zeros and ones, and it's represented on the computer. And you mine Bitcoins, that's how you create them, and then they have value. And a lot of people believed that it was the absolute
answer.
Where
do you mine them?
Well, Kurt,
I mean,
you don't,
like
I can't even talk to you about it because you're not thinking about proper digital mining, Kurt.
I know, that's
so you can't discuss
it. That's one of the things I want to point out, though, but you'd use some kind of computers to mine them, right?
Yeah, well, in the digital world, Kurt, I don't know if you know, but terms have different meanings than they do.
That's right.
In yesteryear. So the old mining meant you literally went out in the earth and, well, you started maybe with your shovel, right? The new mining, you use
That's
computer
right.
code to extract data. And as you assemble the data into the right scenarios, in other words, solve certain mathematical realities, etc., then you create Bitcoins. It's digital mining is what they call it that. Because you got to extract by crunching computer code. Anyway, the computers work on it. The formulas are complicated. Anyway, what I'm saying is once you get these Bitcoins, everybody believed it was like the next panacea. By golly, we're going to take down governments and be able to create a system outside of them. Remember, there's no central servers that control all this, and it's good, and it's going to just fix the world. And I always told people digitally, you guys don't get it. First off, we don't even know who created Bitcoin. Furthermore, we don't know if there's a back door. Oh, no, Sam, it's all open source. You can see there's no back doors. My response is, that's what you think, but you don't even know if you're right. Okay, because if we don't know who created it, if we don't know exactly how it works, then how are you going to know if it has a back door, some problem that you haven't foreseen? And nevertheless, everybody said, Sam, this is the next best thing. And I'm not against Bitcoin. Don't misunderstand me. But I'm telling you, to triple down on it and act like it's just the world's savior, remember, it's a fiat currency as well, okay? It isn't constitutional currency, meaning rule of law currency. It isn't a currency that has asset-based value, intrinsic value, in other words. It's a virtual digital slash fiat currency. Now, might it be better in many ways than your government currencies? Sure, I don't deny that. But if you think it's the panacea to end all discussions, you're wrong. Well, anyway, the reason I tell you about Coinbase is because it's a Bitcoin distribution house kind of a thing, Kurt. In other words, when you want to convert your Bitcoins to dollars or vice versa, then this place helps you. They're one of the largest, Coinbase. And they are operating without licenses, Kurt. And that's the problem. That's the rub. See, and so governments might say you're not allowed to operate until you get your proper licensing. Well, just tell me, for you people who think that Bitcoin and Coinbase and those kind of organizations will be the solution, what part of licensing or regulation do you think will be applied here, Kurt? So the big battle is, hey, they're operating without licenses right now. We got to fix that, Kurt. What kind of control or restrictions do you think that'll amount to? Any idea?
You know, when it comes to our money system, you know, since we left our honest money system about, 1913, we left the, and started up with the Federal Reserve, that group, you know, is kind of excited about maintaining the monopoly they have, you know, over that money system. And I don't think they're too excited about anybody challenging that, replacing that or even returning
That's the point.
To
Agreed.
Our honest
And I think
system.
If we're going to return to anything, Kurt, we ought to return to gold and silver constitutional currency. And I'm not downing Bitcoin, and I'm not saying that I wouldn't take Bitcoin, and I'm not saying it has no value, ladies and gentlemen. You can use it. I'm just telling you, don't think that it's like the Holy Grail or something. Don't think that it's going to solve everything. It is one solution. The more we dabble in that, the less they can trace our money. I agree with all that. I'm not saying it's bad to use Bitcoin, and I'm not saying I'm off Bitcoin or that I hate it or anything. I'm just telling you, don't think that you can just create this silver bullet solution, because it isn't true. And government right now is saying, hey, man, Coinbase is operating without government approval and licensing and regulation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the real devil will be in the details of what regulation or what licensing really entails. So I'm only telling you that just to say that governments are watching this thing, and governments are slowly but surely tightening the noose on this thing. And time will tell. All right, Kurt. There's an international index of, quote, freedom. And the new report says the United States is not in the top when it comes to economic freedom. Dateline CNS News. Do you have any idea about this story, Kurt? Do you know about it?
No. No. Don't know this story.
All right, we're number 12, Kurt.
Well, we're number 12.
Yeah,
is that
way,
we
way down the list. Mm-hmm. The U.S. ranked only 12th after Hong Kong, Singapore, New Zealand, Australia, Switzerland, Canada, Chile, Estonia, Ireland, some other nation I don't even know, Denmark. And what happens is they, quote, rate economic freedom. For countries, they have 10 quantitative and qualitative factors that are based on, quote, four pillars of freedom: the rule of law, limited government, regulatory efficiency, and open markets, Kurt. And anyway, they go on with this big old thing about it. It's a big old article. But here's the deal. I disagree with them, Kurt. And the reason I disagree with them is because one factor, you can talk about the four pillars and talk about all these things, and you know what? They've got some points. America has fallen big time in our lifetimes. In the last 50 years, America has gone downhill big time when it comes to economic liberty, when it comes to all kinds of factors. However, the one factor they ignore is the solution in the system of government that we have. Most of these countries don't have a way to bring themselves back from the abyss of the destruction of freedom. We have the rule of law. We have the checks and balances and the powers in the people if we just become educated enough and are anxiously engaged in insistence on it. Other countries don't have that opportunity, and we do, and that's a factor they're overlooking. Your calls at 866-986-NEWS.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Well, let's talk about this. It's kind of interesting. So you got this Coinbase operating without licenses, and what regulation will the government put on Bitcoin slash Coinbase in this case, huh? And don't call me and try to digitally teach me about Bitcoin, okay? Don't go, Sam, you don't have to use one of these exchanges to convert it to Federal Reserve notes. That's the only way they got you. Okay, don't even call me and try to explain it to me. I already understand, okay? I'm a pretty technical guy. I'm just telling you, at some point, you can have a gazillion dollars in Bitcoin, but unless you can only deal with Bitcoin willing companies, and as the government starts to push these regulations, laws, licensing, etc., it's going to be harder and harder and harder. Pretty soon, you're going to be into Silk Road and underground transactions. And then the FBI and the BATF and the CIA and Homeland Security and all these agencies are going to be saying, hey, man, we see you're doing a bunch of transactions that we don't have the details about. The domestic threat heightened for you significantly. We're just going to confiscate your computer. Now what you going to do? Bitcoiners? Just curious. All right. We're number 12, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to economic freedom. And they put all kinds of nations before us in this index. I think it's bogus. I don't deny that we've lost a lot of freedom lately, ladies and gentlemen, meaning in the last 50 years, but the seeds for solutions are in the American rule of law. That is not the case for many other nations that are so-called ahead of us. Okay? And so even though we've got a tough road to hoe in America, we can, if the American people became awake, if the sleeping giant were to kind of become Gulliver and wake up, and demand our liberty. The checks and balances could literally make the difference. If the new media takes center stage, if people start paying attention to new media talk radio, listening to republicbroadcasting.org, Liberty News Radio, many other places, I'm telling you right now, it would not take very long where we would jettison yesteryear media and their lies and deception and gatekeeping manipulation. We would reject the left-right paradigm of the Republicans and the Democrats, and we would simply insist on our freedom, and our greater numbers would absolutely overwhelm the system and could restore the principles of honor and integrity and liberty in a heartbeat. Other nations don't have that opportunity as we do. And so when they discuss all these different economic freedom factors, they're overlooking, in my opinion, the fundamental key to the exercise, which is restoration of the republic by applying the supreme law of the land and using the principles that our founders wisely put in place. All right, Kurt, there's a headline that says forecasting. It's just an iffy business. That's a story in USA Today by Rick Hampson. That's the guy's name, Rick Hampson. Kurt, what do you think about this? They're talking about forecasting the weather. You want to talk about this?
Well, you know, the bottom line with the whole weather thing, at least that we've always seen, it. I know it's more than a guess, but it's certainly an inexact science, and frankly, ladies and gentlemen, there's somebody in charge of the weather, and it's not the weather man. It's the God of heaven.
Well, that is the weather man.
Occasionally, that's right. But the weather man doesn't really point that out quite often. I mean, you know, they like to talk about how there's all this science, and there truly is, different things like that. But the bottom line is, the real weatherman can, he can open the Red Sea.
You're right about
move
that.
Mountains, etc. You know,
amen to that. Now listen to the details here. They say forecasting it's an iffy business. USA Today. Now, they talked about these newspapers that talk about stories relating to the news. Anyway, they talk about all these stories, and they talk about forecasting. And as you know, they predicted this big storm to nail New York, and it missed it. And then they say in this mainstream press USA Today story, they say this. Forecasting remains to some extent, Kurt, despite sophisticated models, prediction of the weather remains a crapshoot. They say, in America, where we think we know everything, even the future, the fact is forecasting is really, when it comes down to it, Kurt, regardless of all the scientific models we have, anything else, it's a crapshoot, says USA Today. And so they're talking about, we can't predict the weather coming up the coast, sorry, we it was a crapshoot, and we were wrong this time. Now, there's so much invested in the, quote, pre-storm frenzy in America that, you know what, officials who wag the dog, or the tail that wags the dog, it's hard to get people on the true beam of what's reality. This anticipated blizzard turned out to be much less, and the fact is they missed it, Kurt. And so now they're apologizing. They compare it back to 1985 when a hurricane was headed towards New York. And I think it was Hurricane Gloria. And they thought it was going to be the first storm. Everybody batting down the hatches. It knocked down a couple of houses. But for the most part, it was a nothing as well. We get so excited about storms and everything. Okay, now here's my whole point. There's this big old long story. And it ends up basically the USA Today saying weather forecasting is a crapshoot, Kurt. Now you say, Sam, why do you focus on that? Come on, they're doing their best. Because they want to use that crapshoot data, which they can't even predict weather within a few hours or a couple of days. They miss it often. They flat out admit in mainstream press newspapers, USA Today, that it's a crapshoot at best. And then they want to tell you into the future for years, by golly, Kurt, the fact that you exist on the planet and breathe, we're all going to die. Global warming's here to stay. You're the cause of it, and our models prove it. But yet they can't even predict the weather for hours or maybe days. And they say it's a crapshoot at best. The longer the forecast is in the future, the greater the crapshoot. Just letting the USA Today folks know. All right, Pete, Minnesota, you're on Liberty Hi. Roundtable Live, sir. Welcome.
Hi. Oh, thanks. I was listening to your comment about being able to fix our country with the rule of law and the Constitution. That's right, but my issue is that we're dealing with a corporate entity here.
You're right.
And since that's the case, and since they have went ahead and acquired a monopoly on the fungible proxy, being the money in this country, I think it would be a prudent choice for every American to go ahead and convert that Federal Reserve note over to a United States note. That way, now you're cutting into their market.
I agree. What you're doing is circumventing the interest factor, for starters, right?
Absolutely.
You're right.
No interest on the United States note, and the more people find out about it, they're gonna go to it. And the reason being is because this whole thing's out of control. These people are out of control. I mean, they're over there attacking countries that they're peaceful countries. They're tranquil within themselves, and here we are, you know, attacking them, trying to keep this Federal Reserve note, the world currency, which is absurd, and it serves...
Well it's wicked, Pete, is what it is.
Serves absolutely no purpose. Well, do you see anything good in it? I don't.
No, I said it's wicked. There's no value in it whatsoever. It's evil.
Absolutely. And, if people went ahead and looked at money, that's the remedy right there, is to... cut the Federal Reserve.
You're right about that, and there's efforts being made to change it. I know it's slow, and a lot of people believe that the efforts are worthless, but I disagree. I think they are worth an effort. There's efforts to audit the Federal Reserve and eventually abolish the Fed. Ron Paul has talked about the solution, which is create competing currencies for starters, and then good money can chase out bad money. If you study the laws of economics, you'll realize that has reality to it. In the state of Utah, I don't know if you know, but they made a law that said gold and silver coinage is legal tender in the state of Utah, opening up to competing currencies. So there are significant efforts being made. And the problem is the tyranny of dishonest money has been a chokehold for the American people for nigh under, or a little over 100 years. So it's going to take a while to disassemble their tyranny and their warmongering machine of fake money. But there are efforts to do so, Pete.
It says on the Federal Reserve promissory note that it's legal tender. Well, the money is already there. United States notes, they just quit printing them because people quit asking for them. But I just saw one the other day. Store owner showed me one. Yeah, they're still, unbelievably enough, there's still some in circulation, and that's lawful. That is the lawful money of this country, is a United States note. That is the lawful. So every check that I get, I redeem to lawful money pursuant to Title 12, Section 411.
Go ahead, Kurt.
How do you do that, Pete? How do you redeem it to lawful money? Every check you get, how do you do that?
Make note of it on the back. I write, redeemed to lawful money, United States notes, pursuant to Title 12, Section 411. That's your remedy right there. And it's in the...
And do they give you the United States notes for it?
Well, they can't because they don't print them anymore. But
the
fact of the matter is that I'm demanding them.
What we're talking about, Kurt, is when he writes that on there, it becomes an educational tool because everybody that eventually sees that bill.
Another educational tool for you, Pete.
The problem is, Kurt...
Yeah, go ahead.
If you write that on the money, eventually they might be able to try to prosecute you for defacing the, quote, money, which would be a huge battle. Hold on. Which would be a huge battle, and if we could get in the right court and win and prove that it's fake money, they don't want to go there.
It's in the congressional record, and it's in the Federal Reserve charter.
I understand.
It's okay to convert the United States notes, too.
I understand. We're out of time. Thanks for the call, Pete. Last 10 seconds. Kurt, or yours. Go.
If you need some United States notes, I got $2 bills in the Liberty Roundtable bookstore for $3. We got them right now.
Wait a minute. Kurt's selling $2 bills for $3. Why don't you go to your bank?
Well, United States notes that are from the 1963, by the way.
And they cost $3, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what they cost us.
I'd rather go to my bank and get a $2 bill, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have interest.
That's a Federal Reserve note, by the way.
Yeah, maybe I ought to not do that. Maybe I ought to go get some gold and silver. Just saying. All right, hour one of the can. Hour two coming up. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable live on republicbroadcasting.org and libertynewsradio.com. We can restore America. You're going to help? LibertyRoundtable.com. Thanks.